What do you get when you combine an ice cream entrepreneur trained in Delaware with a classic New Jersey breakfast meat? Answer, a viral hit that's getting attention from around the world as WHYY's Mark Eichmann offers up a taste of pork roll ice cream.
Along the rolling hills in Sussex County in the northwest corner of New Jersey sits Windy Brow Farms. This is where University of Delaware graduate Jake Hunt is creating an unusual, some would say odd, maybe bizarre, ice cream flavor. Hunt stays very busy these days thanks to his curious concoction that stirs pieces of the breakfast meat, pork roll, and French toast into ice cream. For the unfamiliar, pork roll is best described as a cross between ham and Canadian bacon. It's even celebrated with its own festival in Trenton.
Pork roll is bacon's naughty little cousin.
Pork roll is also sometimes called by the brand name Taylor Ham. Debate over its rightful name can get heated, with South Jerseyans calling it pork roll, people in North Jersey, Taylor Ham. And while it's enjoyed at breakfast and other mealtimes, it's never been considered a dessert.
It starts with taking Taylor Ham that we chop up into slices, and then that gets tossed with cinnamon and sugar. We take that out of the oven, mix it with our homemade French toast, mix that with more maple syrup, bring it all together, make a maple ice cream base, and then it just gets swirled in and then freezes for 12 hours. It's been an interesting ride so far. I didn't think that something so crazy as this was going to take as wild of a turn as it has. I think we've been surprised by the amount of people that have come out and tried it.
After its debut, the creation grabbed headlines around the world. Culinary website Eater called it the ultimate New Jersey delicacy, while others, like Vice.com, were less impressed, calling pork roll ice cream an abomination. But these days, creativity is king for ice cream shops, exploring new flavors and pushing the limits of customers' palates.
There's a lot of people that are doing some really interesting, creative, strange things with ice cream out there. And I think as tastes change and perception changes, people are going to be more open to that kind of thing.
The ice cream is part of Hunt's Only in Jersey collection of flavors he's debuting this summer to celebrate his creamery's fifth anniversary. Earlier this summer, he took his sweet, savory flavor to Trenton's Pork Roll Festival to give fans a taste.
It's different. It tastes really good, and it can be deceiving because it's pork roll and ice cream mixed together, but I'm going to tell you, it tastes really good.
It's a little bit sweet and a little salty. It's a perfect combination.
It's fantastic.
I love it. I love it. There's nothing that pork roll doesn't improve.
We know we have a good product, but definitely surprised by the amount of people that like it and have learned to love it, even though they went into it thinking it was going to be disgusting.
Although it does have an unusual texture, it's definitely not disgusting. While Jake's family has been farming in northern New Jersey for nearly 350 years, he got his start in the ice cream biz while a student at the University of Delaware.
I was part of an internship team with the UDairy Creamery. That existed before we even had a building and before we even had a creamery.
Melinda Shaw, manager at UD's on-campus creamery, is proud of Hunt's success and even has a friendly rivalry.
He definitely has some unique flavors. We try not to outshoot each other on the flavor side, but I think he got us with the pork roll. We're pretty excited that it's so successful for him.
$10.
The UDairy Creamery has been quite successful too. I recommend the goat cheese and fig flavor. UD recently celebrated its one-year anniversary at its location in downtown Wilmington and plans to expand into cheese production in the near future.
It's a great time to be in the ice cream business because there is so much creativity allowed.
Back in North Jersey, Jake Hunt has plans for more flavors in the Only in Jersey series.
We're going to do a roasted tomato flavor at some point this summer, which I think will really kind of get people intrigued, but isn't all that outlandish. And we're going to do a sweet corn flavor that really highlights the production of sweet corn that we have here in New Jersey. But we don't think they're going to go as crazy as this one has. This one will keep us crazy enough for long enough.
From the Delaware desk, Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.